September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. Dee Dee Hirsch Mental Health Services offers support and treatment throughout the year. And this Sunday, September 24th, Dee Dee Hirsch is holding their live and running 5K walk and run for suicide prevention. We are joined by Dr. Keita Curry. She is the head of Dee Dee Hirsch Mental Health Services. And Dr. Curry has served on the State Advisory Committee on Suicide Prevention and on Stigma and Discrimination and has been honored many times, including by NAMI.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful organization.
National Alliance on Mental Illness. And so we are glad to have you. Thank you for joining us. And then also with us, The Village Recording Studios CEO Jeff Greenberg. Honored by Dee Dee Hirsch in 2013, and he has formed a team to urge the music industry to come together and help prevent and help create awareness. And hello, Jeff. Can you tell us a little bit about The Village first?
Sure. The Village is a recording studio complex in a 30,000-foot 1920 Masonic temple in West L.A. and has been the home to some of the classic records of pretty much every generation since then, including The Stones, Angie, and sadly, Walter Becker passed away from Steely Dan, but the majority of Steely Dan was done there. Supertramp, Pink Floyd, and modern things like Sarah Bareilles and the Chili Peppers did Californication and the last three Elton John records. So we span a large range of projects. We do tons of film work. Shawshank Redemption was done there. Bridge of Spies, Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, Cars. I mean, we do a lot of different stuff. It's always a thrill to walk in and see some of my favorite artists there.
Mm-hmm. So many of the artists that we play here on The Sound have been through The Village.
We should do a live thing from there one day.
I would love to. And you provided some entertainment yourself, right?
Yes, yeah. I was on television at the MTV Video Music Awards, but believe me, I didn't sing. Mm-hmm. I was part of 50 people who have either lost a loved one to suicide or survived a suicide attempt themselves. And we were invited there by the musician Logic, mm-hmm. who performed his song, which is titled 1-800-273-8255, the number for the suicide crisis line. And he's been an incredible person in terms of reducing the stigma of suicide. Millions of people have watched his interview explain why he wrote the song. Even millions more have watched the video he made. And then if you Google Video Music Awards in Logic, you can see the song that he did, which is just so moving. And he contacted Dee Dee Hirsch because mm-hmm. we're one of the largest suicide prevention crisis line providers in the nation. And also we're the only one located here in LA. And so he asked if we had staff, volunteers, and people that we have helped that would join him on stage.
Dr. Curry, if you could talk to us a little bit about Dee Dee Hirsch Mental Health Services.
Yes, we've been around for 75 years serving kids and adults. We're in 100 schools and we have centers all over LA to help people as well as residential care. And then our Suicide Prevention Center was the first, and there's no other like it in the nation. We have a 24-hour crisis line, which helps people that are worried about someone or people that are feeling desperate. That's bilingual Spanish, English, and really encourage people to call whenever they need us, 1-800-273-8255. We also have groups for people who've lost a loved one to suicide. That's a tragic loss. It's just devastating. And we have groups for people who've attempted suicide. And if you've attempted suicide, you often feel so alone and so ashamed that it's a really important need that we've met. And we've had thousands of requests for our group, and we're training people all over the U.S. and internationally how to use it.
Talk about the stigma, because that is one thing that Dee Dee Hirsch also focuses on, erasing the stigma.
Yes, that's right. In fact, that's why we offered Jeff, because he's helped erase it related to substance use. But I can talk about this from a personal level too, because mm-hmm. I've lost three family members to suicide, and I myself have survived suicide attempts, and there's such shame. And I know when I was a teenager, my mom said, "Oh, you were just trying to get attention," and I felt guilty. And then later I thought, well, of course I was trying to get attention. I was really seriously depressed. So we have to talk about this the same way we would talk about breast cancer, so that people know illnesses run in their families and they know where they can get help.
Is it hereditary, or do we know that yet?
Well, yes, there is a genetic component to mm-hmm. most mental illnesses, whether it's depression or social anxiety or schizophrenia. But then there are also factors in your environment, whether it's a difficult childhood or the stress of losing a job or other factors can increase your risk and your vulnerability.
And it's a matter of getting to those people or having them get to you in time to have someone to talk
right.
to.
The yes. sooner the better.
What's the helpline again?
It's 1-800-273-8255. It's a national number, so no matter where anybody is when they hear this, they can call and they can receive help.
And to create awareness and offer help to people impacted by suicide or to help someone who needs it right now, everyone is invited to participate in the Alive and Running September 24th 5K Run Walk for Suicide Prevention, created by Dee Dee Hirsch, right? This will be at LAX.
Yes, it's our 19th year. And when we started, we had about 200 people come, and this year there'll be over 2,500. And people might think that it sounds really like a downer, but it's a joyous event because we're remembering people we love. There's no reason we should be ashamed to talk about them, but we're also celebrating life by helping save other lives. And mm-hmm. so there are snow cones, there's live music, there are resources. It's really a great day.
And a wellness expo, too. So you can pick
sure.
up information and learn.
Sure. You can learn about suicide. You can learn about other health issues.
And the music industry is involved. And so, Jeff, can you talk a little bit about how the music industry is involved with Dee Dee Hirsch, or, you know, how you got inspired to work with Dee Dee Hirsch?
I had the honor of being honored at one of their events. I got an award, I believe it was called From the Heart Award. But I was one of the early members of Musicians Assistance Program, which is a part of Music Cares, which is a part of the Grammys, which provides aid, mental health services and drug abuse help to artists everywhere. They also do a lot of other things. But we've saved, I think, hundreds of lives that way. And I became aware of Dee Dee Hirsch and the work of that organization because we had recently lost a really well-known artist that we all loved. And as you know, in this last 2 months, we've had two huge losses in our business. And nobody saw it coming. Mm-hmm. And what I believe is the most important thing right now is to become educated and to help erase the stigma of depression and, suicidal thoughts. If we educate our community, which is the music community, so people can understand when their colleagues are in trouble. And oftentimes they'll mask it. How you doing? Oh, I'm great. Mm-hmm. And then you get horrible news. I don't think we had to lose these two stellar artists that we did in the past 2 months. Had everybody had access to what the Dee Dee Hirsch Foundation provides in terms of services and awareness about warning and danger signs. And if we can save a life here and there, we can't save everybody, of course. I think that would be a miracle. And that's why we're involved. Mm-hmm. And that's why we encourage everybody else to be involved as well.
The two losses you were talking about, were they Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and then Chester Bennington from Linkin Park?
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
We had, you know, Kurt Cobain so long ago.
Sure.
And it's been a long time since then, but we've learned a lot along the way about suicide and about preventing it and about the signs. And so education is a big part of this, which is why Dee Dee Hirsch and you, Jeff, are helping to contribute to that, to looking for signs and to getting help. And do you know, Dr. Curry, what some of the signs are, Keita?
Yes. When a person, if they talk about wanting to die or thinking about taking their lives, that is a huge, huge red flag. And you shouldn't be afraid to ask more about it. And especially to be sympathetic and compassionate and say, gosh, you must be in such pain. I'm really sorry. Instead of saying, you have everything. Why would you do mm-hmm. that? Because that just shuts the person up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other signs, like people sometimes start giving away their favorite possessions, or they stop doing things they used to like going to play the Saturday pickup softball game. Mm-hmm. And then there are changes in behavior and in mood that can be of concern. But most important, you can call the crisis line if you think you're seeing anything and ask, because so often we are a little worried and we just, we don't know what to do, or we second guess ourselves. So call our crisis line and ask, let them know if you're worried about someone and let us walk you through it.
Mm-hmm.
We also do a lot of training throughout the community on how to recognize and respond to the warning signs in schools and places of worship, with the police, because if we can educate our community, then we'll have millions of people that can help save lives.
That's right. Yeah. Millions of friends looking out for
right.
friends. Yes.
It's better to tell people you're worried about your friend than to go to their funeral.
Right. And so Alive and Running is it's exciting because we're bringing the community together during the month of September, which is when you have more talk in the media about suicide prevention and awareness. And so can we talk a little bit more about registration, getting yourself registered to participate? This is by LAX and it's for the whole family. You know, it's a family event.
Yeah. Baby strollers to 90-year-olds.
Right. So you can register now.
Right.
Yeah.
At aliveandrunning.org.
Uh-huh.
You go to, just spell out aliveandrunning.org. You can go right to it and register. And if you don't like to run, you can walk. And if you don't like to do either, you can come and eat snow cones or you can donate and sleep in. So there's so many ways you can help change the world.
Yeah, from your sofa. You can help change the world. But it's nice to get out and get some exercise. And 100.3 The Sound, we will be there. So stop
That's
by.
Great.
Say hello to us.
Could I just put in a plug for the team called The Village People? Because that's Jeff's team.
We are The Village. We're not the band, but we call ourselves The Village People on this team this time. We have Ronda Rousey's involved. We've got a bunch of wonderful people coming out. And of course, our staff and some of the artists that we work with. And some of the producers. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's not too late to sign up for the team, the Village People.
And I encourage any other studios that may be listening and artists that are listening, come on out. It might even wind up for some free studio time for you.
Whoa. Hey, that is worth it.
Raffle.
Yeah. Do you have any last thoughts for us or Jeff, anything you want us to remember or words of advice or wisdom?
The only thing I can say is when you are working with really talented and gifted people, sometimes they can get caught by spending so much time with themselves in even, hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm great. Really keep a close eye out for your colleagues. I think it's really important, okay? And call 800-273-8255 if you have any questions or doubts whatsoever.
And Jeff, we can find you at?
You can see The Village at Village Studios, plural, villagestudios.com.
A life-saving organization, D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Services, and we can all be involved in helping others and helping to prevent this and create awareness. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Curry from D.D. Hirsch.
Yes, thank you to The Sound for supporting mental health.